on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 till 7 PM.
Breakdown. This is Sally Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Brody Chandler. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The
Breakdown. This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Steve, we're ready. Are you ready?
I am now.
He's here.
Yay.
Hey, welcome to the Breakdown. Oh, hold up. Oh, Jerosis, what's happened there?
That thing's happened again, hasn't it?
That thing's happened because I moved it down, even though it's at the bottom of the playlist now. Deezer does not accept that. You had a little bit of Licky Lee there, but you'll hear more of that later on. We should tell you first about Punchback.
That's a promise. We should, yes.
Punchback, latest single by the band, to include the... are they twins?
Are they twins? I don't know.
They're certainly brother and sister, aren't they? A duo, part of the foursome. Playing God, a single they've been playing live for quite some time now. And it's from... that looks like an EP out yesterday. Well, I Am Obsessed. Looks like that, doesn't it?
Looks that way.
From with that down there. But they're touring it as well. They have dates in consecutive nights in Leeds, then Glasgow, then Manchester.
What's wrong with that? I know you have a problem with that, but...
A Porto in Leeds on the Tuesday, the 21st of this month. Okay.
Supported by Lucky Harris, I noticed, who played at... we saw him at Yellow Arch.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the last song.
Supporting...
That band. Yeah.
That band. Anyway.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
We're here. Busy week, as they always are. We've got a double album of the week today from, Gretel. Finally put out her debut record, Squish. And we're going to drop two from Broken Chancer as well.
I reckon we can do that.
But you've got the next one lined up, and I do not know what it is.
You're assuming I've got the next one lined up?
I thought you had. What was that when you tested?
Oh, that was just a test.
Oh.
Don't have to play that now. That's coming up later. What we are going to play is one we nearly started the show with, actually. We'll go with the Aldous Harding track that features H. Hawkline. What's it called? Venus in the Zinnia is what it's called. And it's a preview of Aldous Harding's new album. Have you got details on that?
It is coming.
Yeah, we've played some tracks already, haven't we?
I don't know if we did, actually, because One Stop is the only other track from it so far.
Oh, did we not play that?
No, we didn't play One Stop. But there is, I think, a fifth record coming up very soon. She's got a tour coming up in the summer. Playing at Irish Centre in Leeds. Also, End of the Road and Green Manor, I think. But this is great. This is a great single, this.
It is. There'll be a track from one of last week's albums of the week after this.
When I'm alone, those buckets feel so fast, it's not the same. It's too late, you're right on time. I feel the sea, dishonest heart in me, blood in my nose, sent to say, you're right on time. Red rose trying to leave me.
Red rose rocking the ages.
What are you wearing?
You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Yes, that is a really, really good track there from Rubber Robber's album, which was the joint recipient of the Album of the Week last week. Two Wheels Move the Soul is the name of the record. Is it their second or their third? I think it's their second. I think we had two second albums last week. And you have just heard from it. It's Perfect Outside in the Sun. Right, so that followed on for Aldous Harding.
Who's it did.
Fifth record.
Yeah. Train on the Island.
Train on out on May the 8th. Yeah. Okay. So, double album of the week coming up this week.
Yep.
Two from Gretel's Squish later on in the show. But first, we're going to go... Now, I'm going to say Broken Chance's seventh record.
Seventh?
Or is it not?
No.
Fifth?
Are you counting Kid Canaveral ones? Fourth.
Oh.
Only fourth.
I'm a long way
off. I think that's as many as Kid Canaveral released.
Am I getting confused with Pictish Trail there?
You could have been.
Both out the same day.
They are, but Picture Trails have released a lot of singles in advance of the album, so we'll be playing one from it, but not two.
All right.
But Broken Chanter, yes. This could be us, you, or anybody else, out yesterday via Chemical Underground, tracking each hour. This is the one I chose. It's called Times New Bildungsroman. Castle in the sand. Enchanter and Times New Buildings Roman from the new album This Could Be Us, You or Anybody Else, and he's touring that with a smattering of dates in May. Headline one, I think they're in England, I think this last time he's in London, but he is supporting College Easton in Leeds at the end of May as well, and doing another tour later in the year in November, playing lots of other places.
All right, he's one of the Album of the Weeks this week. Second is going to be Gretel Hanlon, or Gris Gretel. Is it Gretel or Gretel?
Just Gretel now, isn't it?
Just Gretel, not on here though. Squish, finally out debut record, but comes nearly 4 years after the release of Slug Eye, which for me is one of the greatest EPs of the last, well, of the last 10 years or so. Just really, really good. That in turn was followed just under a year later by Head of the Love Club, and then she went a little bit quiet. I think she worked out what she wanted to do, and she'd come back with pretty much exactly the same sort of sound, which is a good thing. A smattering of new singles have preceded this album, but it's still a very, very strong record, as we will prove to you right now by playing you Oh Well, and then it's going to be something from Lime Garden.
Yeah.
And me and Steve are going to do Rock, Paper, Scissors to decide who gets to play their track.
Ooh.
I've decided that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's it's got a fair way.
All right.
This is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
That was Lime Garden, and you know what? That album, maybe not tonight. I think it's arrived 20 years too late, because
yeah, I think
in mid-2000s, they would have been top of the charts or high up in there. In a world of when the Cribs were up there,
yeah.
Lime Garden, it's just such a good record. For me, it was exempt from competition today because there's quite a lot of singles from it. But that was one that hasn't been a single, was it? Oh, which one did I go for? That
Body.
Was Body.
Body.
Body, wasn't it? Yeah. And it followed on from not the Gretel Hanlon song I thought I was going to be playing. That will be coming up later on today. But you heard from Squish, Oh Well. Now, Quadruple Seven is on the cards.
It's on the cards.
It's on the cards. So we're going to do that after something from the Good News EP.
Yeah. Am I going first with that then?
Yeah,
you could
on.
Do your treble, since I'm doing this track.
I think as you're having two of the tracks I was going to have,
yeah.
I'd rather you do your quadruple first.
Okay, that's fine. But before that, yesterday wasn't just a day for albums, EPs were out as well. Sheffield band Good News released their EP Big Shapes, which is a follow-up to their album that came out in 2024 called Small Forms. Four tracks, we've played two of them already, so we're getting 75% of this played. This is Rise from that EP.
Do 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 do
That's Rise from Sheffield's Good News from the Big Shapes EP out yesterday. No live dates I can see for them, but they should have played, was it last week or week before?
Yeah, week last Thursday, big break.
Had to pull out of...
No Peeling.
Yes, the Big Break No Peeling tour. But hopefully there'll be some live dates soon because I want to see them. But talking of No Peeling, they're going to kick off my 777.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. They're going to kick off my quadruple seven.
There you go.
Thank you. Their second EP, I think, debut self-titled EP was out last year. New one is called EP2. And they've released a single to preview that called Stationary. That will start this. Breakdown favourites, Otterbroker Beaver, who we've not heard from for a while, will follow this. Then something from Phoenix James and something from Slippers. Strap in.
Don't say it's over. Oh,
Yeah, we rounded that off with Slippers, and that was a track called Fool in Your Room, and that is from the album Slippers 08, that's coming out on June the 5th. Before that, it was Phoenix James, first play on the breakdown, Phoenix James, I believe, a single from them called Hold On. Otterbroker Beaver before that, and that is from a new three-song EP that's coming out next week called... Is the new album out yet? No, it's not, but there's a three-song EP, and the song from that was called Hey, Where's My Thank You? And we kicked it off with Stationery from No Peeling, Nottingham post-punk band, releasing a new EP very soon.
Excellent. Quadruple Seven. Do you agree that you weren't allowed to use the Treble Seven jingle during that?
Yeah, I agree. That was correct. Yeah. Quite the correct choice, yes. Yeah,
thank you. My longest song of the day is going to be something from A Wave That Will Never Break, the Return album from Wooliff. I say that wrong, don't I?
I don't think so.
Is that right?
I have no idea.
Did I just type it wrong?
You just typed it wrong
last week. So, yeah, this album is not on any of the typical streaming platforms.
Is it not?
Go to Bandcamp if you want to purchase it, and I suggest that you do. I'm going to play you track two of the album called Robe of Glory, and I'm going to sit back now and revel in this.
How long is it?
5:30.
That's fine.
We'll be right back.
Globe of Glory from Wooliff from the album A Wave That Will Never Break out yesterday, available from Bandcamp and I guess other places as well. They're playing tonight, April the 11th, in Liverpool at a venue called Jacaranda Baltic. Jacaranda Baltic.
Never heard of it.
Then they've got a date in June 13th at Albert Hall in Manchester. Not much else, although they are playing a couple of dates in North America at the end of this month. Over to you now. What are we going with?
We've not had many new artists yet, have we?
No. Should we do a double of new artists?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
First up is Stephanie Gilbert. I don't know much about Stephanie Gilbert. I know this is a song that came out this week, and I know that I liked it, so that's good enough. Line of Best Fit describe it as a beguiling fusion of French yeah and the psychedelic 60s. See if you agree.
All right.
This is called Seven Boats. What are you going to follow it with?
How long is this one?
Precisely 4 minutes and 13.
Probably not this one, then. I'll follow it with something else new.
Okay.
Thank you. The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Was Birmingham's Bitter Lemons with the rockabilly sound from the 60s brought up to date. Gaslighter is a single of theirs from the start of February, but hold your horses, I'm playing it because saw them last weekend at the Brunel at the X-Ray, what was it called? The X-Ray something 26. Free all day. I went for Nervous Twitch.
Free?
It was absolutely free. Eight bands on the bill. The Head Shrinkers and Bitter Lemons were my picks of the day. And that single, Gaslighter, as I say, very, very recent. So stick that in your pipe and gaslight it.
I will do.
Before...
Stephanie Gilbert. Yeah, there's a reason why I couldn't find much information. That was a debut single, and that is out on Punk Slime. Seven Boats was the name of it.
All right.
Two more before the top of the hour. First is going to be from Australian all-female post-punk band Body Type, who we've not played for a while, because they're not releasing them for a while. Their album, Expired Candy, came out in 2023. They've since signed King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizards record label. And this is a new single from them, hopefully previewing a new album. This is called And What Else.
And what else?
You think I'm pretty?
What else?
Play guitar good.
What else?
Fine round hat.
And what else?
Good music taste.
More please.
Heart-shaped face.
Good.
And do you have anything else?
And what else from Body Type, from an album coming soon. That's all I've got. That's all I've got.
Is that all you've
That's
got?
That's all I've got.
I needed a little bit more there, but do you know what? Watch and learn here. One more song to go in this hour. You, Steve, I've got to decide on the 4 o'clock classic.
And I will.
You've still not done it yet.
I will.
But to finish off this hour is the new, first play by my new band, Believe, whose album, self-titled, came out yesterday. And it's a band that rose from the ashes of Black Midi. Cameron Picton's former band disbanded in 2023. He's taken his time to...
Not that long ago.
No, he's taken his time to put together this record. But it's a truly collaborative album. I think it's about six or eight. I saw 115 instruments used on this record. This is a track called Opposite Teacher, and it sees us up to 4 o'clock.
Bad, bad, you don't know what bad is. A feeling to banish you have to follow through. I never really needed to. Will I follow in your footsteps? Inherit your regrets, make a man into a life is. Blink and you'll miss it. There'll be times when you hollow where your pride is, and others where it swallows you. I dream of running from a picture of me in the twilight. I ask time, time knows not the answer. Second.